USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump told acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, who was then the Border Protection Commissioner, that he would pardon him if he were sent to jail for blocking asylum seekers from entering the U.S., that according to CNN, who asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about it during his visit to Chile.
Yeah, I've been in lots of conversations on the enormous crisis at our border, and I've watched this president try to use every tool in our toolkit. We've done everything that we can. We've stayed within the law.
A DHS spokesman told CNN at no time has the president indicated, asked, directed, or pressured the acting secretary to do anything illegal. A U.S. federal judge threatens to keep ships from Carnival's cruise lines out of American ports as punishment for the company's possible violations of the terms of its probation. Carnival has been on probation as part of a 2017 settlement in which it agreed to pay $40 million for discarding oil illegally in the ocean from Princess Cruises ships. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump says he is considering sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in America since the radical left isn't cooperating with border security.
We are giving very strong consideration to having people after a 20-day period because, again, you're not allowed legally to hold them for more than that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Friday called the idea unworthy of the presidency of the United States. A child may have been pushed or thrown from a third-floor balcony inside the Mall of America. Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts.
The suspect that had either pushed or possibly thrown the child took off running immediately after the incident. We located that suspect quickly. That suspect has been taken into custody. It's currently at the Bloomington Police Department.
The 5-year-old suffered significant injuries. Police said they don't believe the suspect had any relationship with the child or the child's family. Wall Street has wrapped up the trading week with gains. The Dow up 269.25, NASDAQ up 36.80, and Standard & Poor's 500 up 19.09. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Delivering remarks at the White House on the 5G network deployment in the U.S., President Trump said the race to 5G is a race America must win.
The FCC is taking very bold action, probably bolder than they've ever taken before. It's a new frontier to make wireless spectrum available. By next year, the United States is on pace to have more 5G spectrum than any other country in the world. That's a big statement because, as you know, some people got ahead of us. We should have been doing this a long time ago.
The FCC Friday also proposed a $20.4 billion fund designed to help connect rural areas. The chairman said the commission believes the fund could connect as many as 4 million small businesses and residences over the course of the next decade. A popular home goods retailer announces some closings and openings. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Bed Bath & Beyond saying that it's going to close at least 40 of its stores while planning to open 15 new locations. The company says it's in fine financial shape but wants to close stores where they can't negotiate better lease terms. Bed Bath & Beyond closed 21 stores and opened 3 during the fourth quarter of last year. The company has more than 1,500 stores nationwide, including not only Bed Bath & Beyond, but World Market, Harm & Face Values, Bye Bye Baby, and Christmas Tree Shops.
British comedian Ian Cognito died laughing. The stand-up comic, age 60, died while performing his stand-up show Thursday in England. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.